everyone. This is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one and only Mr. Josh Flagg.
Hello.
What's going on, Josh? How are you today?
I am great. I am absolutely fantastic. And how are you, David?
I am doing well. So first off, congratulations on the move to Douglas Elliman, which I just read about in People magazine.
Well, thank you very much.
After all these years at Rodeo Realty. So congratulations. I want to talk about that in a few minutes, but before we get there, let's just start at the beginning. You know, you got into real estate at a very young age. So was it always real estate for you? Like growing up, did you ever think of doing anything else?
Yeah, no, it's no. Well, no, that's not necessarily true. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a talent agent. Fred Savage told me I'd be very good at it. And eventually, you know, my uncle was one of the execs at William Morris. And so he said, you got to start reading Variety magazine. And so they came to the house, the Variety magazines, and they piled up, you know, there was like 40 of them. And my mom was like, you're going to be a fucking talent agent. You don't even like reading the trades. So that was that. And then I wanted to be an architect. And then I got into real estate.
Was it like love at first sight? Like, did you make a sale? Like, how long was it? Like, did you struggle or you made like a big sale right away?
Well, at the time it was what we would call a big sale. It was $6 million. I mean, by today's Beverly Hills standards, it wouldn't be so impressive, but then yeah, that was like the equivalent of a $10 million house at the time.
Well, when you're like 18 years old, that's not a bad way to start.
I'm not complaining.
we think of Josh Flagg as making many splurges. Did you splurge on something with your first sale?
I don't recall. I mean, one of the first nice purchases I made was, well, actually, it's right behind us. It's Zach Calder. That was like a couple of years. I collect a lot of art. That was my first big piece.
I like it. So how did you originally get involved with Million Dollar Listing LA? Well,
the show was actually on for a year, but it was a different format. It was like 12 different middle-aged brokers. It was nothing like it. People wouldn't even remember the show. It was like inside the actor studio time.
I remember it. Interesting. It was good, but I mean, this is a much better version
so,
of it.
Yeah. So I called them up and I said, this is BS. Like, I'm so much better than like half of these people. It sounds arrogant, but whatever, that's what I said. And they came in, they took a video recording of me, an interview, whatever. They sent it to Andy Cohen and the rest is history.
So you kind of sought them out? Like, you didn't have any reservations about joining the show or anything like that?
At all. Definitely not. I have no problem. I have no problem being on television.
Well, now heading into its 13th season, did you ever think you would be here when the show first started?
Oh, every year I still say this. I'm always like, this can't go on forever. Seinfeld was only 8 seasons. Like, what are they going to roll me around out in a wheelchair? But every year we get lucky and the ratings, for some reason, ratings usually go down as shows get older. Our ratings literally just go up. It's very strange.
They do keep going up every year. And like, you look at like the Housewife ratings are down, like the Bachelor ratings are down, Drag Race ratings are down. Like, what do you think it is about Million Dollar Listing that just people can't get enough of all these years later?
I mean, real estate, I guess, houses. I mean, people love houses. That's not going to change. Better characters, more drama. You know, I really don't know, to be honest with you.
I think it's like all of the above. The real estate porn alone is enough to tune in. You've had so many epic moments on the show. Like, what sticks out to you as like your highs and what sticks out as your lows throughout the years?
Oh, lows, probably the first 3 seasons in entirety. I mean, I looked at a picture the other day, like I cannot believe like I looked like that, but that I guess that would be lows. And then highs are just epic big sales I've had on the show.
Hey, ladies, and I know that's most of you listening right now, and I highly thank you for that. Did you know that Third Love creates high-quality underwear, sleepwear, and loungewear that is also completely comfortable? Their online shopping experience is so much fun. You take their fitting room quiz, which is so detailed that it helps you find the perfect size and style which leads to a more accurate fit. And what I think is great is that Third Love, their cup size ranges from a double A through I, and that includes exclusive half cups. And their loungewear and sleepwear ranges from XS to 3X. By having so many sizes, it's easier for you to find the perfect fit. And their quality is there. They stress and obsess over every stitch. Listen, Third Love knows you deserve to feel comfortable and confident 24/7. So right now they're offering my listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/velvet now to find your perfect fitting bra. And you get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/velvet for 20% off today. Does anything shock you about real estate? I mean, you've been doing this for so long. I mean, you've seen it all. I mean, deals fall apart. I mean, we see on the show just what you show us, like crazy things happen. Like, does anything shock you in the day-to-day business of real estate?
Oh my God. Absolutely. I mean, look, we on the show, we don't cover all of it. We only cover like 10% of our sales. You know, we can't cover, there's so many sales, we can't cover it all. So, I mean, the complexity of some of these deals are just intense. And so every day, yeah, it's crazy.
What is the current state of the market in LA these days?
The current state of the market is that we're in the middle of a pandemic, and for some reason, people decided to start buying real estate, which is kind of uncommon during a pandemic. But we're rolling with it. I think we got a good 3 years that it's going to continue to go up. I'm very happy with how the markets, it's just crazy. The market's never been this high before. That's the answer.
So even during the pandemic, I mean, New York is kind of, I mean, I'm in New York City. It's kind of the same. Like, we've had a moment, but we're kind of bouncing back. I mean, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market, or it's just all of the above?
I mean, it's both. It's actually the first time I've ever seen both. I mean, sellers are getting high numbers. Well, I guess it's probably more of a seller's market, but buyers I'd say it's probably more of a seller's market.
Interesting. Well, one of the things I think people love about Million Dollar Listing so much is you and Mr. Josh Altman, your on again, off again.
Yeah.
Relationship. What is the one thing that has irritated you about Mr. Altman the most throughout the years?
You know, I kind of erased it. We're really good friends now. And I don't know. I've kind of erased it. So nothing really bothers me. He's a good guy. We get along really well.
How would you say your style differs from like his, James, David, Tracy?
Well, I have good style and he doesn't.
And as you say, you're the best of the brokers on the show.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Do you think, I mean, I know you joke about this all the time, but you know, like growing up in Beverly Hills and knowing everyone and everything, I mean, that has to help.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to lie. I didn't have advantages. I mean, you grow up somewhere, of course you have advantages, but you know, I know a lot of people that grew up here that wouldn't know how to sell a house if they tried. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not just knowing people. You have to actually be like, you have to like know what you're doing.
Right.
You have to know the market.
Yes. And it is a tough business. What about how did like Altman and Tracy, like, did that factor into your decision to go to Element? I mean, like when you were looking to make a move, like the fact that they were there as well.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. No, not even a question. That was why I went there, because of the two of them.
If you were going to sell your lovely house that you live in now with your husband, Bobby, and he can't sell it and you can't sell it, which agent would you hire from MDL LA?
Tracy. Actually, it's in my will. It says, it's very funny. It says that I want Tracy to be the broker. Isn't that funny?
The fact that it's in your will, yes, that is very funny.
Yeah.
When did you put that in your will? I know Tracy, I had Tracy on the show, and I forgot where she lived and you lived at the time, but she told me that you would just walk into her house when you felt like it and just help yourself to the bathroom and the refrigerator and all of that.
Sandwich, yeah. Okay. Great tuna there.
So if you ever pass away, Tracy gets the listing.
Tracy gets the listing and probably my dog right here.
We love the dog.
He's so good.
She's cute. Nothing is more important to me than a good night's sleep. Hey, I work too hard not to get a good night's sleep, and I found it impossible to find the right sheets until I discovered Boll & Branch. What I love about Boll & Branch is that they're 100% organic cotton and they're toxin-free. Also, they get softer with every freaking wash. Boll & Branch is higher quality sheets at a really affordable price. And I also love that they come in a variety of colors and fit everything from a twin to a California king. Listen, by listening to this podcast, you guys can experience the best sheets you've ever felt. Choose Boll & Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And from listening to this podcast, you get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code VELVET at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L, and branch.com, promo code VELVET. Use it for 15% off and start sleeping better right now. Who do you miss more from the past, Chad Rogers or Madison? Oh,
both are gross. Neither of them, I can assure, promise you that. Probably Chad more. He was just a fucking wacko, but... neither, to be honest with you.
I'm like, okay with that answer. How is, I imagine one of the highs on the show for you was, I mean, we saw you get married on TV with this epic wedding to Bobby. So how is Mr. Bobby doing today?
Great. He's in the other room right now. He's doing his cooking show on his Instagram and it's great. And he had some aprons come out, which sold out right away. Everything is good.
The aprons are very cute. I love them.
You should have bought one then.
How do you know I didn't?
Maybe I was just assuming. I wanted you to admit you didn't.
Well, I don't cook, in my defense, at all, but I could still use an apron. What about, you know, we talk about your style and like we see on the show, you know, you are an older soul, I would say. Like, I'm sure I'm not the first person who has told you that, and there's no shade in that. I also had Miss Nikki Haskell on this show here to, you know. I know
you did?
We love Nikki.
Hysterical. She's one of my best friends.
We talked all about you.
Oh, I didn't hear that. How funny. How do you know Nikki?
I know her through like a mutual friend who lives in LA, Joey Santos. I don't know if you know him. And he was like, do you want to have her on your show? And I was like, absolutely. We talked about all the typical things. And then she was shocked that I wanted to do a whole Bravo segment. And you were most of the discussion. So she was like, you don't keep wanting. I'm like, we just talked about Studio 54 for an hour. We can now move on to Bravo. So she's wonderful.
Yeah.
So do you like being considered an old soul? I mean, people do say that about you, right? She said that you are single-handedly bringing back the old school Hollywood. Like, you know how to throw a party like in the old days, which I've seen your Instagram.
Yeah, we have pretty epic dinner parties here. We do it, you know, we do it the old way, the really the old-fashioned way that people used to entertain. It's, you know, sit down dinners, like good company, place cards, great cocktail. Like, it's good.
Well, and you have a great guest list. You have Jeff Lewis, Melissa Rivers, Tori. Is there anyone that you have not had as a guest that you would just love to have, like whether you know them or not? Like, who would be your ideal dinner guest?
Not really, because I would have invited them if I wanted to have them. I have everybody here that I want. I don't think so. I don't.
They're all there.
They're all there.
What do you guys love about throwing these parties so much? Because they
it's
are.
Just, good way to entertain. And it's such a good, like, sometimes I'll have clients to the house. Instead of going to a restaurant, I'll have them, you know, our person will cook for us and we'll have lunch outside. I mean, that's kind of what they used to do in the 50s and 60s, entertain more like that. But today everyone just goes to La Scala for lunch and have a chopped salad and that's it. I think it's more intimate, you know, to have someone in your home.
I love it. I love it. What about your friendship with Miss Morgan, Miss Sonia Morgan? You love coming to New York. You guys love the townhouse.
Yes. How'd you know that?
Listen, who doesn't love the townhouse, first of all? Second of all, I check out what's going on the Bravo Instagrams. I know Sonia also from here, but you guys have had many a fun night at the townhouse.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have sang Hello, Dolly there a couple, 2 or 3 times, 10 times.
They need a townhouse in L.A.
It will never do well. It could barely survive in New York. It's dying industry, dying business.
How do you feel about Frederick joining your version of the show?
I'm going to say no comment.
So I take it you weren't nervous when Frederick showed up in town and said he was taking over the LA market.
No, this is the last thing I am. I'm completely unnervous. That doesn't matter to me.
What can we expect from the new season of MDL LA? Like, how is this season going to be different than others?
The drama. I mean, this is the first time like all the cast members are fighting with each other and the overlay and like deals we're all doing with each other. And it's just, it's good. It's a really good season.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going to like tonight's episode, the premiere.
You guys know that the only thing I like talking about as much as reality TV and pop culture is skincare. You know how thrilled I get when I find a new skincare product that really works. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about ORG. ORG's skincare's mineral face peel and body exfoliants are amazing, and they help bring that glow back. They gently exfoliate and hydrate your skin and only require a few sprays or rubs. What I love is you get immediate satisfaction by seeing the dead skin peel away. Their face peel that I use, it literally, literally makes you feel like you were in a spa getting a professional facial for hours. And I really do love the instant proof. The dead skin peels right away. And that's what I personally love about it. Listen, right now for Behind the Velvet Rope listeners, ORG Skincare is offering 15% off your entire purchase. Skin is complex, but caring for your skin doesn't have to be. Visit orgskincare.com today and use promo code VELVET to see for yourself. That's orgskincare.com, promo code VELVET, and get 15% off your entire purchase. Do you watch other real estate shows? Like, do you watch Million Dollar Listing New York? No.
No, I don't.
Selling Sunset?
Definitely not.
You're not a fan of the Selling Sunset agents?
I mean, I think it's just weird. I mean, it's like, I don't even think half of them are real agents. They're like, it's just weird. And I've never seen any of these people's names on listings.
Really? Like, you've never come up against any of them?
No, never.
Interesting. I mean, I've heard that before. I just didn't know. Well, one thing that sticks out for Million Dollar Listing LA to most of the viewers was your grandmother. Did she know that she was like the fan favorite, like adored?
It was weird. I don't think she even watched the show. She didn't care. Like, it wasn't like she didn't care about that kind of stuff. She's like, okay, you want to film me? Fine, let's go film. She'd do it for me. I literally don't think she ever even watched an episode.
Really? And she didn't know that like people just adored her.
Yeah, she was pretty awesome.
What is the strangest like fan? Like, do you have crazy fan?
Prison things all the time. Letters from prison. Help me. My family is struggling. Can you buy my house for them for $1 million? I'll pay you back. Just wacko things.
Like people wanting money or from prison.
Yes. Like, it's just bizarre. It's like, no, I'm not going to give you $1 million to buy your house. Like what collateral do you have?
Right. Like, in what worlds would you ever do that?
It's insane.
What about these epic open houses that we see on the show? Some people do them, like yourself. Some people do it a little more. Like, do you think the over-the-top open houses really help?
Over-the-top, do I think they help? Probably not, but they make the sellers happy. That's really what they do. It's like when you put a house in a magazine, like nobody's really looking at those magazines. Like for say, if you're looking for a house, you're going on the MLS or you're going on Zillow or whatever. It's not like, you know, it's just, those things don't really help in my opinion, but it makes the sellers happy.
It makes the sellers happy. What about, are there up and coming areas in LA real estate now? Like, is there an area that's not, you know, that maybe is priced like a little less and you foresee it?
Not really. I think we've tapped out. I think everybody knows the prime areas. It's like Bird Streets, Truesdale, Beverly Hills, Bel Air, Holmby Hills. I mean, those are the areas. Then you have Palisades, Brentwood, et cetera, et cetera. But I think everything's so expensive now. I don't think there's any secret gems.
There's no secret gems. Would you ever open? I know you're taking your team with you to Element. Would you ever consider like a different, I mean, you're going to stay in LA, but would you ever consider like having a New York team or, you know, kind of like what Frederick has done and is kind of splitting his time? Or do you have any desire to do that? Or like Miami or any other city?
No, I don't have any desire to do that. I stay in my lane. I know what my abilities are. I know this market. I would never go to New York, even though I know half of those buildings on the Upper East Side, because I love that stuff. But it's like, no, I'm not, it's just not, no.
It's not you.
I know my abilities.
Are you the type, I mean, I know you've worked with like Adam Levine, Shonda Rhimes, like, are you the type like growing up in LA that you, do you ever get starstruck by anyone?
Never. I really don't. I mean, I was starstruck the other day. I saw Daphne Guinness at the Beverly's Hotel. That I was impressed by, but you know, honestly, no.
When Bobby was here, he told a story about how you went up to Mariah Carey at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Polo and just said, I'm Josh and hi, and come and meet Bobby. And I'm like, if you can just go up to Mariah Carey, I guess you don't really get starstruck.
Yeah, I didn't care. I mean, it was like, what do I care? I mean, I did it for him. I wouldn't have gone up to her if I, you know, wasn't because it was for him, not for me.
That's what I, what Bravo celebrities would be shocked to find out that you're also close with? Like everyone knows about Sonia and any other Bravo celebrities that you're friends with. And do you watch a lot of the Bravo shows?
You know, I don't watch all the Bravo shows. To be honest with you, no, it's just my cast. It's the cast, my cast members and Sonia. That's really it. You know, I know Jill Zarin too, but she's not on the show anymore. But I mean, really close friends, you know, Sonia.
It's all about work. Where does this work ethic come from? You know, like you're from a wealthy family, which is no shade, but a lot of people sometimes don't choose to work. They choose to go in other directions.
How do you know about my family? I didn't tell you that.
Well, I mean, doesn't everyone kind of know that?
Yeah, kind of, but I always wonder how, like, what are they, like, did we show it on the, I mean, I guess on the show, maybe. I don't know.
Kind of implied a little bit. Like, you know, you've talked about like your grandmother and how like she came here and like what she built up, and she had that apartment, I think at, was that that same, whatever that tower is where Cher lived and Elton John, I don't know if that was, or it was a different tower.
She had a penthouse on Avenue of the Stars.
Oh, okay. And then, you know, we've seen your parents and like, just people know that you come from a well-to-do family. So.
Yes. But, I work. As I said, there's a lot of people I know that came from wealthy families and literally don't do anything with their lives. So that was never something I was interested in.
Yeah. You love to work.
I do.
What is there one sale that has stuck out in your mind is just like, that's the one that like, just, you know, you didn't think was going to close. Like, I can't even, like, just one of the hardest sales that you've ever closed.
Well, I don't know about hardest, but one of my favorite sales was the sale of Betsy Bloomingdale's home in Holmby Hills for $40 million. Due to a non-disclosure, I'm not allowed to say who purchased it, but you can Google it and find out in 1 second.
Interesting. Do you like working with celebrity clients, or is it just a whole bunch of non-disclosures? And
doesn't mean, honestly, none of that shit impresses me. Really doesn't. I was much more impressed to hang out with Betsy Bloomingdale than I would be to hang out with Well, actually, you know, I've got, like, Warren Beatty's a friend of mine. Like, he's fun. He's a celebrity that I find interesting. But, like, the people that I find interesting are not, like, the same. I like older people.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out BetterHelp.com/Velvet Robe. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased and who's not going to judge you or take sides. If there's stuff you can't tell your friends or family, this is the place to do it. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You'd be pretty surprised at what you might gain for it. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Velvet Rope. That's BETTERHELP.com/Velvet Rope. BetterHelp.com/Velvet Rope. Liking this Nikki Haskell.
I love Nikki, and Warren is amazing. And I love Candy Spelling's a friend of mine. I love Candy. I just have more in common with these people. I don't really have anything in common with, I would honestly, sometimes people say a name and I'm like, who is that? And they're like the biggest actor in the world. I'm like, I don't have to tell you.
You're not up with the latest really TikTok sensation.
No, nothing.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
What do you think you would be doing with your life if you weren't doing real estate?
Porn.
It's a good living.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a lot of fun. Are you in this house now, you think, for a while? Do you miss living in the Beverly Hills Hotel ever?
Well, we're building a house. We're building a house in Beverly Hills. So we will be there hopefully sooner than later.
Wow. What inspired that?
We bought the house a couple of years ago and started remodeling it. And then one day I said, why the fuck am I remodeling this house? The land is too valuable. Let's build from scratch. So for the last year and a half, we've been in permitting issues. So it's literally just like abandoned sitting there, you know, imagine what the neighbors think, but whatever. So yesterday we, the Bobcat came, the trailer, the blah, 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 blah. And we should be up and ready within the next week.
Wow. You guys are excited to move?
Well, this is going to be 2 years of construction, but we will be.
Did you have disagreements over the decor? I know you're more traditional than Bobby at times.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, yeah, of course we did.
You like it a little more traditional.
I don't really like traditional. It's very eclectic, my taste. You can just see, like, my house is very eclectic. It's like old lady meets mid-century meets, you know, contemporary. It's just a, I mean, like, we have pre-Columbian sculptures over there. Like, nobody has that shit. But we also then have, like, very contemporary art.
I like a little bit of the old lady.
Oh, yeah.
What is, you know, I think you were asked this even on Watch What Happens, but what is, like, the most you've ever spent on, like, a client dinner or, like, entertaining a client?
Well, let's see. How about I threw Nikki Haskell's birthday party. That was like $35,000. So that was entertaining a lot of clients.
That looked like a great party.
Oh, it was epic. Epic.
Do you ever say to yourself, I wish I was born in, like, you know, a different generation?
Absolutely. Yeah. I wish I was.
Good in that.
Yeah, it would be good. We should try and bring that back somehow. Well, that's what I try to do. That's why I entertain the way I do. And that's just what I like.
What about, you know, you have your own sense of fashion, which I love. Is there, someone asked me this recently, I thought it was a good question. If you could wear one brand for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I would probably go with Saint Laurent. That would be number one. Gucci's good, but sometimes you can get a little crazy. I mean, you never can go wrong with Saint Laurent.
My answer was Gucci, but I could see you more in Saint Laurent.
I wear both of them, but yeah.
What do you think is like the biggest misconception about you from people that have watched you on TV for many that seasons?
That I don't work.
I think of you as a worker too, but yes, it's implied that you work less than others. How was your epic trip to Italy?
It was great. We were in Italy and France. We were there for about 3 weeks. We like to go for 4 weeks, but I had to come back for work. But no, it was beautiful. It was, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I didn't even, the pandemic didn't even seem to like be an issue there at the time, at least, but it was very casual. It was just like, you know, the good old times.
I love it. Is there anything else that you want to share with us? Any hard listings you're working on now? Like what are your big listings you're working on now?
I have a $12 million one coming up in Truesdale. I have some ones coming up in the flats. I mean, nothing like that's juicy or whatever, but market's good. Everyone's happy. I think we got a good 3 years of the market climbing, which is amazing. And yeah, that's all I got for you.
You think the market's going to keep climbing for about 3 years?
I do. Absolutely.
Well, I cannot wait for a new season. Cannot wait for tonight. I'm going to watch this show till it's off the air, which will hopefully not be anytime soon. It's the real.
Going with the ratings, I don't think it is, to be honest with you.
It's the real estate porn. It's so well cast right now. I don't know how Frederick's going to fare. We haven't seen that yet. Doesn't seem like you're so excited about that part of the show, but.
No comment.
Will you have your BFF James on the show? You guys love James.
James, David, Tracy, Josh. I'm close friends with all of them. I used to be friends with all of them, but not with Frederick anymore.
And we're going to see that unfold this season.
You're going to see a lot of things unfold this season.
I cannot wait. So where can everyone find you who's possibly looking to buy or sell in LA or moving to LA?
Instagram is in my Facebook. My Instagram is joshflag1. My website is joshflag.com. My YouTube is joshflag.
It's easy. Well, congratulations again about your move to LMA.
No, I appreciate that very much. And nice. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for chatting. I cannot wait for the season. Everyone needs to watch and try not to work too hard today.
Coming out tonight.
And say hi to everyone for me.
Okay.
Thanks, Josh. I really appreciate it. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.